Inspectors charged with making sure the aerospace industry is safe are so overworked it's been causing their own health and safety problems. This comes from ministerial briefings by the regulators themselves, the CAA and the Ministry of Transport. Phil Pennington has been looking into this issue and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning to you, Phil. What are these briefings that you've got hold of? What do they say?
Yeah, it's not a guy. And so what we're looking at is the aerospace industry, and to recap on that, the thing around safety, we're not talking about crashes, we're talking about whether this industry, which is about drones and reusable rockets and things like air taxis that are piloted from the ground, can be integrated with the existing, you know, passenger planes. It's a bit like if you're putting Google self-drive cars on the motorways. This is what's at stake, getting that done safely while at the same time letting this industry go for it. You know, is New Zealand going to be the home of the next Tesla of the skies, for instance? And what we see here, CAA's at the forefront of this, and they've got real problems, and the industry is really champing at the bit. And we went asking what's going on and behind the scenes, and we've got these three briefings to the ministers, and they confirm everything the industry's been saying about the really slow, turgid response that they're getting when they're applying to try and test things, about the lack of resources, about the staffing, about the lack of expertise going when they're talking some really complex technology.
Yeah.
And this is all about getting this sort of stuff into the skies that we're all pretty excited about.
Yeah, but it is emerging technology, as you say. Mm. What is the magnitude of their shortcomings in terms of having the skilled staff to deal with the say at civil aviation?
Well, we've got a briefing here that there's three of them, and they're on October and November, and one of them shows that for 12 to 15 months, CAA effectively only had one person doing this, one full-timer. It appointed a single director in mid-2021, but that person was pretty much a lone wolf. They've now added a team, and that unit started up last month, and they've doubled the number of inspectors. These are the people who assess the applications and say, yeah, that drone's good enough to fly, that can carry that payload, that pilotless helicopter, you can trial that over the skies of Tekapo or whatever. They've now got that up to six, and the minister, we asked about this resourcing thing, have you done that, have you done enough? And they're pointing towards things like that, and CAA having a new website and moves to maybe getting a joint organisation going. Nevertheless, these briefings state repeatedly from MOT and CAA saying, we don't have resources. They say government priorities here exceed our capability and capacity. And interestingly, on the safety front, CAA is saying our staff are so overworked, our inspectors here, that they have got their own health and safety problems going, and that our priority now is their well-being and looking after them. Now, I asked them, have they resolved those health and safety problems, because this is last November, and yesterday, well, they didn't say they had, they simply said that extra money can help, but we're still having to take care of this.
Mm. You mentioned, or you touched on a possible joint agency. I mean, just wondering, like, the private sector must have considerable expertise in this. I mean, are they working with CAA, you know, the likes of Merlin and these kinds of companies?
Yeah, Merlin, you mentioned Dawn, Kia. Those three have gone to CAA, and they're stressing, hey, we're not only coming with the problems, we are suggesting a solution, and this is this joint organisation, a not-for-profit that they're suggesting they set up with CAA that could help with vetting designs.
Is the government keen on that? I mean, are they going to...
It's not clear that they're going to pick up on that. It's very early days, they're telling me. And Merlin, Chief Executive Sean Johnson, he yesterday was saying, look, they've really got to step up. He said, we've come in with solutions, but he said the resourcing issues here are having a really very negative effect. He says that he thinks that companies, startups internationally that were coming here, they're now bypassing New Zealand because they can see in other countries they don't face this sort of regulatory logjam.
Interesting. Thanks, Phil. Phil Pennington there.